Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The White House says to get used to high gas prices. Crowd in Chicago attacks police and another mass killer there. Anti-American soccer star Megan Rapinoe receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom, if you can believe it. And a new survey ranks the worst airlines. Also ahead, I will demonstrate why the USA is the best country. But first, the White House telling millions of Americans that high gas prices will not subside anytime soon, said National Economic Council advisor Brian Deese, quote, "You've heard from the president about the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm." Deese was not talking about conservative liberal politics, but rather preventing Putin from creating chaos throughout the world. An unruly crowd in downtown Chicago attacking police. The group targeted patrol cars late Saturday by throwing fireworks at the vehicles. At least one cop was injured. The Windy City witnessed another deadly weekend. At least 54 people shot, 7 killed in the last 72 hours. And that does not count a suburban mass shooting in Chicagoland as it spirals out of control. Women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom in Washington tomorrow. The athlete became a liberal celebrity for refusing to stand during the national anthem at global competitions. Said Ms. Rapinoe, quote, "This country was founded on a lot of great ideals, but it was also founded on slavery." For that foolish accusation, Ms. Rapinoe is getting the Medal of Freedom from President Biden. Ridiculous. New report ranks the worst airlines in America of the 5 largest carriers. Delta had the fewest delays, then United, American, Southwest. Dead last, JetBlue. What a shock, right? 36% of all flights in June were delayed. Biggest problem for air travel this summer, not enough pilots, as I pointed out last April. You may remember that. In a moment. Why the USA is great. Coming right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, an honest look at America the day after the 4th. These days, the word pride is often used when discussing the gay situation. Actually, the word gay is rarely used the way Luther Vandross once did in one of his songs describing a happy outcome. The English language has evolved in fascinating ways, has it not? Well, today I'm thinking about a new poll from Gallup, a generally reliable outfit, unlike some polling agencies which are flat out corrupt. Gallup asked more than 1,000 Americans about pride in being an American. 65% of us say we are proud to be citizens, 13% are not, 22% are wishy-washy about it. You know, I haven't used the term wishy-washy in a long time. I kind of missed it. The Constitution gives all Americans the right to despise the country, but only a few really do. These people are known as radicals and reactionaries. Folks who never took Che's picture down or who continued to admire the Gestapo. In other words, most of the American haters are loons. The 22% who aren't exactly jazzed about the red, white, and blue are generally focused on personal grievance. Remember during the 2008 election, When First Lady Michelle Obama said she was proud of her country for the first time? Whoa! Mrs. Obama grew up in Chicago and witnessed her father, a school janitor, live a tough life. And that remains a part of her. Yet Michelle Obama has prospered in this country far beyond almost any other American. She's wealthy and admired. Had she been born in most other places on the planet, Michelle's success would have been impossible. Me too. My father got battered in a marketplace, although not nearly to the extent Michelle's dad did. Like her, I watched closely. William J. O'Reilly Sr. did have opportunity, but did not seize it. The Great Depression instilled a debilitating fear in him. He settled for less. He accepted unfair treatment for a light paycheck. But I did not inherit that fear. We didn't have much growing up in Levittown, but I figured out the essence of the country in my early 20s. Find a pathway, develop my God-given talent, work hard, challenge corrupt authority, persist when you are knocked down. Now, I've traveled to 84 countries. No other nation provides an opportunity the way America does. The immigrants know it. Just ask them. And that makes me proud. I live in the land of opportunity. I replace grievance with productivity. It was not easy, but by paying my own way, literally and figuratively, I have become a successful American. I did not rely on anyone else. I did not ask the government or my uncle for anything. I did it myself, and it was possible because of America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I proved the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you do. And also consider my new book, Killing the Killers, for a summer read. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 26 years ago today, an extraordinary sheep was born in Scotland. Her birth was concealed from the public for the next 7 months as researchers quietly studied the animal. Originally called 6LL3, scientists renamed the sheep Dolly, after country singer Dolly Parton. Here is the story of Dolly, the first cloned animal. 1 year earlier, cells were taken from a six-year-old ewe and grown into a lab using microscopic needles. After producing a number of normal eggs, scientists implanted them into surrogates. 148 days later, one of them gave birth to Dolly. Scientists then announced the delivery in February 1997. Dolly's arrival caused a storm of global controversy. Supporters hailed the breakthrough as the next major step in medicine. Cloning technology could be used to produce new organs, treat diseases like Alzheimer's, even reverse the aging process. Some believed cloning was a way to preserve endangered species. On the other side, critics viewed the new technology as unethical, especially when it was applied to what many saw as the next logical step, cloning humans. Dolly ultimately died from massive organ failure, lung disease, and arthritis at the age of six, raising even more questions about the safety of cloning for both animals and possibly people. Since then, doctors have replicated more than 20 species, including cows, rabbits, and dogs. Now, 20 years after Dolly's demise, cloning is used at research centers around the world to study stem cells. New treatments are currently underway to fight cancer, AIDS, even COVID. Scientists believe DNA therapy coupled with new drugs will soon expand the typical human lifespan to 120 years by the end of this century. And here's something else you might not know. The cloned sheep remains one of Scotland's biggest tourist attractions. After the Loch Ness Monster, which of course does not exist, millions flock to see Dolly's stuffed body. She remains on permanent display at the National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.